afterwards, we'll give you the dates again if you need it. Who's excited to be here? Now, multiple choice A. Are you excited to be here because you get to see me? B. Are you excited to be here because you're going to get some soup and bread and other snacks after the service? Or C. Are you excited because you're going to come find out a whole lot more stuff about Jesus? A, B, or C? All of them! Whoa! I can see this is going to be a busy afternoon today. So, I'm going to dive straight in. I have that effect on people, don't worry. Okay, right. So we're going to go for straight in to the talk. And this, I really, really hope that you will open not just your ears, but that you will open up your hearts to this word that's about to enter in through your ears. Because this is one of the most, as we're drawing an end to this year, I wanted to speak to you something fresh. You know, this year is now old, it's almost done, 2024 is almost finished. But I wanted to speak to you about something fresh at the end of the year. And that is a fresh start with Jesus. Because I know that many of us have been walking with Jesus this year, but there have been times where we may have walked away. Where we've had difficulty, where we felt hopeless, or we felt hurt, and yes, we may even have blamed God for the pain that we were feeling, or the storm that we were walking through. And I was sitting today and I was looking out the window of my study while I was praying for this afternoon service. And I saw the trees doing that. And it hit me. I suddenly thought, look at the force of that wind. And I realized, but hang on, I can't actually see that force of the wind. What I can see is the effect of the wind. I could see things moving, but I couldn't see the wind. And this is the what I want to speak about today. A fresh start with Jesus. A fresh move of Jesus in our lives. Amen. That the wind of the Holy Spirit would come and it would blow away the cobwebs of this year. And blow away all the negatives. And come in and blow something fresh from Jesus into our hearts. So that as we step into 2025, we will step in as people with victory in Jesus Christ. Who's up for that? You might not see it, but you will feel it. And you will know the move of God, just like the wind. You see, salvation in Jesus is not just something that's momentarily, but it's the beginning of a life that is transformed. Today I want to encourage you with some fundamental truths about a new life in Jesus Christ. And these truths will guide you. They will ground you and they will fill you with the joy as you walk in your journey with Christ, in your journey of faith. And I've said many times this year, I've spoken about these truths, but I'm going to repeat them today. And this is a promise that we find in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. That you are a new creation. That's a promise. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone and the new is here. The old is gone and the new is here, right here in Micklefield this afternoon. All you need to do is reach out and embrace it. Why have something new, something old, when we can have something new? Something reliable, something beautiful. Your sins, when you accepted Jesus, were forgiven. The guilt, the shame, and the condemnation from your past are gone when you step into Jesus. You are made new. And yes, you may not feel different yet, but in God's eyes, you've been given a fresh start. Imagine a chalkboard, a blackboard covered with mistakes and regrets and sins. But when you gave your life to Jesus, He didn't just erase everything written on that chalkboard, but He replaced it with His perfect righteousness. I want to tell you this afternoon that you are no longer defined by your past. That your identity is now in Jesus Christ. Amen. That you are a child of God. Yeah. Yes, Lord. That you are accepted. That you are forgiven. That you matter. Come on, say this with me. I am a new creation. Come on, declare it. The old is gone. The new is here. Hallelujah. And you know what's even more beautiful? Is that you have a new family. Have a look around you. Meet your family. That one of the most beautiful parts of being a believer in Jesus Christ is that you're now part of God's family. That you're not walking this journey alone. That the church is your family. That when you gave your life to Christ, you joined a global family of believers. And we are here. We are here to support you, to pray for you, to encourage you. God is your Father, and you now are a child of God.
Amen. Amen.
You are now a child of the Creator of the universe. Hallelujah. The one who spoke, "Let there be light," and light entered the universe. Who spoke, "Let there be life," and life was created, including yours. These are the things we should be celebrating. That we are part of that great plan that Jesus spoke into creation. Romans 8 verse 15 says, listen to this. The Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by Him we cry, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Crying out to God, Father. Abba, Father. That in those moments of despair and pain and chaos and shame and guilt and falling short, we can get on our knees and we can cry out, Abba, Father.
Hallelujah.
And He will receive you as a son and a daughter, as a child that He loves dearly, as a child that He wants the best for you. This is God, not some grumpy old man sitting on a chair up there. Think of a newborn baby. A baby doesn't grow or it doesn't thrive alone. It needs a family to care for it, to guide it, to nurture it. And in the same way, as a new believer in Jesus Christ, you need spiritual family to help you to grow in faith. None of us can do life alone. We need to surround ourselves with other believers who will build you up and help you grow in your walk with God. And here comes the next promise. You have a new purpose. Wow. When you come to Jesus Christ, your life is no longer aimless. God has a plan and a purpose for each and every single one of you. Ephesians 2 in the Bible says, "For we are God's handiwork." Did you hear that? We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God created you with a purpose. And in Christ, that purpose is restored. It's not gone when we've messed up and we've gone our own way. The minute we step back into Jesus Christ, that purpose that God had for you the day you were born is restored. He has unique gifts and plans for your life that only you can fulfill. Imagine you're holding a piece of a puzzle. On its own, it doesn't seem like much, but when it's placed into a specific place in the puzzle, it becomes part of a beautiful picture. That's how your life is in God's kingdom. You have a special place and a role that completes His plan. Pray and ask God to reveal His purpose for your life. Pray. Say, "Lord, reveal the purpose that you have for my life. Because I know you've got one. Help me to see it. Help me to receive it. Lord, accomplish your purpose in my life. That here I am, this man who was a mess and stuck in the ditch of foul degradation and sin. That when I prayed that prayer and I said, 'Jesus, show me the purpose,' I had no idea that He would lead me into this place today where I am." Not just encouraging you, but crying out for you to accept your purpose that you were created for. And the only way is Jesus. I stand here a testimony to the power of Jesus Christ. You know what? You don't have to do this in your own strength. Not in our own flesh. We're rubbish. Our flesh is weak. It's troublesome. But you have the Holy Spirit. One of the greatest gifts God gives believers is the Holy Spirit. And Jesus promised in the Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 26, "The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said to you." Why on earth would we not want the power of the Holy Spirit moving in our lives on that basis? The Holy Spirit is your guide, your comforter, and your source of power. You cannot drive a car when its tank is empty. But when you fill the car with fuel, then you can go down the motorway in strength, with the engine running properly. So why do we walk around empty in our souls? Because if we're empty in our souls, we ain't going nowhere. We need to be filled up by God so that we have the energy, the power to walk in the purpose that He has for us. The Holy Spirit helps you understand the Word of God. It strengthens you in the storms and the trials that will come your way. And it will lead you into the truth. The Holy Spirit is the GPS for your life. This is the Google map for your soul. The Word of God will give you the direction for you to walk. When you're unsure of where to go or what to do, He will direct your steps. And even if you take a wrong turn on the path, He will reroute you back into God's plan for your life. I gave my life to Jesus 36, 37 years ago. And now I'm going to share something really breaking news for you, because I've never told anybody this, but I'm being led by the Spirit to tell you. That 4 years after I came to salvation in Jesus Christ, I committed a crime where I robbed a bank. And I ended up in court, and I was looking at 14 years imprisonment. Yeah? Yeah? This one. This is no joke, huh? This is not a joke. And a pastor came alongside. I didn't even know he was going to appear in the court when I got sentenced. And he stood up in front of the magistrate and he said, "That will not benefit this man to be locked up in prison. Because we have seen a heart that wants to do what Jesus wants him to do, and he has slipped up. We will look after him. We will take responsibility for him." That is family. I got a suspended sentence and a fine. I had to go to probation. Oh, you're shocked now. I'm telling you this because I've experienced it. I'm not just standing here because I've read it in some book. I've read it. I haven't read it. I've got the Holy Spirit. And He's in me. And He empowers me. And I will not run on an empty tank. No matter what's going on around me, I will keep filling my life in Jesus. You have a new hope. As a believer, you have an eternal hope that the world will never ever take away from you. No matter what challenges will come, you can stand firm because your future is secure in Jesus Christ. You can rest in His grace. Imagine walking through a storm while holding on to a strong rope. That rope is Jesus. He keeps you secure. No matter how fierce the winds and the waves get, hold on to God's promises when life gets tough. Remember that your hope is not in this world, but in the eternal life that Jesus has given to you. So I want you to remember as I start bringing the plane into land this afternoon, you can say these after me. I am a new creation. I have a new family. I have a new purpose. I have the Holy Spirit. And I have a new hope. Do it again. I am a new creation. I have a new family. I have a new purpose. I have the Holy Spirit. I have a new hope. I have Jesus Christ. And Jesus is all I need. God is good, man. You see, your journey is not about perfection, but it's about growing closer to Jesus every single day as you walk with Him. When you fall, get back up.
Hallelujah.
And you will fall. But get up again. Shake off the dust. And keep going with Jesus. He's not going to let you down. He is your rock on which you will stand secure. When you fall, get back up. When you feel weak, lean in on Him. When you face challenges, remember that He is with you. Come on, close your eyes. I mean business today. We're not beating around the bush today. Now you know where you are. And you know the state you're in. And you've heard the message today. That there is only one way, and that is through Jesus. You can go out of this building today and turn your back on Jesus, and you can face life on your own with all its chaos and loss of hope, a life that is meaningless, a life that is without joy, that you just exist. But you can leave this place this afternoon full of Jesus Christ. He says, just come to me as you are. Don't worry about the mess you're in or what you've done. Just come. Come to me. So I'm going to just cut straight to the chase. And I'm going to ask you that if you know that as I've been speaking, something's been happening here. In here. Don't push it aside. I'm going to do three calls this afternoon. Call number one, I'm going to do a call of salvation in Jesus Christ. And the second call I'm going to do is a call to recommitment to Jesus Christ. And the third call I'm going to be doing is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's see how we go. First call, if you want to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, for Him to take hold of your life, to give you new life, new purpose, new direction, that you'll come just as you are in the mess that you're in, and you'll say, Jesus, I so need you. I'm going to ask you to lift your hand and put it down again. Now, come, don't delay. Lift it up and put it down. Thank you. Right. Anyone else? Don't mess around. You've got one shot at life. I know there's more of you. I've been watching. Come on. There are more of you. You don't have to walk around ashamed anymore, man. When you walk tall in Jesus. Come on. Put that hand up. All right, then we'll move on. Some of you have made commitments to Jesus in the past year. But somehow or the other, it's sort of just like, it's just gone downhill, hasn't it? It's just like, oh, okay, well, I didn't really get to experience a difference in my life. But Jesus hasn't forgotten about you. And again, he says, come to me. Just come to me. You don't have to make excuses. Just come back. I give you that chance. You want to recommit your life to Jesus Christ, do it now. Raise that hand. Thank you. Anyone? Oh, this is wonderful then. Okay, thank you. So that then means that we're on the right track, hey bro? We're on the right track.
Amen.
We're on the right track for the new year. Part three. You need to put fuel in your tank. You need to fill up with power so that you can walk this journey. I'm going to ask you to lift open the lids off your fuel tank. And I'm going to pray for you that you receive the power of the Holy Spirit this afternoon. That you will be more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Now the Holy Spirit's not like a ghost, okay? It's not a ghost. It's the Spirit of God. Same Spirit of God that moved through the universe before creation. And it's special because you can receive him now. I have never been able to walk alone. I've understood the necessity. You know, when I wake up every single morning, you know what's the first thing I do after flicking the kettle on? Is I say, Holy Spirit, fill me afresh this morning. Every morning. I will not make it through the day if I don't do that. Because that is the fuel that powers me to get through the day. So this is actually a special. This will not happen at every service. But today I want to have time for the Holy Spirit to come and present himself to you. And for you to say, I want you. And I promise you, you're going to come to me in the next 2 or 3 weeks. You're going to say, oh my goodness, I'm so glad I did that. So I'm going to give you that chance. But I'm going to ask you to be brave. What's this? Jesus hung on a cross in public. In public. Beaten and bruised. And spat upon. In public. For you. Let that sink in. He didn't have to do that. He's God. But he had to do it for our sin, so that we can have a restored relationship with God the Father. So I will do this publicly. If you want to receive the Holy Spirit, there's nothing to be afraid of. Right? I'm the guy who, when I was small, I was scared of the boogeyman. Okay? I used to be scared to climb into bed because I thought there was a monster or something underneath. I used to hate going to bed. I was terrified. It's not, that's fear. There's no fear in the Holy Spirit. All you have to do is receive. So I'm going to give you that chance. Janet, would you come, my bubs? Come with me. Okay, come and sing, Spirit of the Living God. And as Janet sings, I'm going to invite you to come forward. This is not entertainment, huh? This is God's time. He's presenced himself here. Let's walk out here full. I'm going to give you that chance. As Janet plays, if you want to come forward, we will pray for you for the infilling of the Spirit. Come on. Don't be robbed. Don't be robbed. Even if you've been a Christian for 100 years, you should be up here for an infilling, for a re-infilling of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Put out your hands and just receive. Just receive. Receive. Receive, Matthew. You are so beautiful and special, my brother. You are so special.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're loving.
Just open up. Come on, David. Fully, my brother. Surrender fully. Come on. Just surrender. Filled with such joy, my brother. Come on, ask the Lord. Ask the Spirit. Just fill me with joy. Come on, Lord. Fill me with that joy. Come on, be thirsty. Just lap it in. Take it in. Come on. Just take it in. Just receive it from heaven, my brother. So easy. Just receive. Surrender. Surrender. Just surrender.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He just received the Spirit.
You want to pray with me?
Yep.
Where's Gary? Pray as well, just specifically for receiving of the Holy Spirit. Yeah?
Yep.
Let's go. I'll work with Peter down there.